Okay, so we are on Daf Nun Amud Beis. We are five lines down, still in the Mishnah with the multitude of interesting cases and how these unusual, basically person going in the wrong order or wrong direction, choosing the wrong mechanisms, and how that impacts other situations. So now for the case at the end of the line, Maimer Bezuva Chalitz Hazu. So, okay, so the next case is a Maimer Bezuva Chalitz Hazu. Have you shown that you get? So if you give Maimer to one Yavama, right? And then did a Chalitza with the next. So the first woman needs a get because she only had, again, once the Maimer process was begun, the Kiddushin was started, so she needs a get for that process. However, since the second woman had a Chalitza, once the second woman's Chalitza is done, so then she's done, doesn't need anything else. But again, the first woman, even though Chalitza was done with the second woman, since the Maimer was begun with the first woman, so she needs a get now in that scenario. Get lezu, v'get lezu. What if you gave a get to each woman? Right. So neither woman, for neither woman was the right thing done, but for both of them, the process was begun of ending the relationship. Get lezu, v'get lezu. So then, one of them requires chalitza. Just get Rashi here. Rashi says tzricha hameni chalitza. So you look at Rashi, it's like seven or eight lines down from where we are in the Mishnah. Tzricha hameni chalitza achas, says Rashi, one chalitza. But asa bikrovos shnia, but he's still forbidden to the other krovim because a get was delivered to the other woman, so her krovim also become forbidden to him. The amar yesh kiracha get, right? Because at the end of the day, we hold that again yesh kiracha get, that the get has an impact. Even though it was given already to the first woman also. Fine. Next case. Get lezu ubal ezu. So what if he gave a get, again, to the first woman, and then he had tashmish with the second woman, meaning did a yibum with the second woman, so you get the chalitza, so then I need a get and a chalitza, right? Because again, the get to the first woman's get wasn't enough to end the relationship, so she needs a chalitza. But I can't just do a chalitza and end it because now he started with the other woman, right? So now he had a tashmish, which he shouldn't have done because he'd already begun. Again, once he had done a get with the first woman, now there's the isra, the din of once lo bana shuv lo yibane, right? Once he started with a get with the first wife, so now he can't begin now doing yibum with the other. He began the process of ending the zika with the first wife, right? So that's why he needs to do a get. Give a get, a chalitza to the original woman with whom he had given a get, and now he needs a get for the woman with whom he had tashmish. Get lezu u'maimer bezu. What if he gave a get to one woman and maimer to another woman? Tzricha get v'chalitza. So again, he did get a get to one woman and then maimer with the other woman. So again, he began the process of ending the relationship with the first woman. So now beginning with the second woman doesn't go anywhere. But now that he began the process of kiddushin with the second woman, so now she needs a get, and the original woman for whom he gave a get needs a chalitza to finish the process. Okay, get lezu v'chalitza zu. If he gave the get to this to first woman and then chalitza to the second woman, ein acha chalitza klum. Right, so you have a get with the first woman, then a chalitza to the second woman. So now he did a chalitza with the second woman. So now that's it. We're done. Right. So the get to the original woman again made him forbidden to her krovim. But nevertheless, once he gave the chalitza to the second woman, the chalitza is done. Both women are cut off from him, and that that's the end. He doesn't have to do anything else at that point. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Einach chalitza kulum." Again, it's like 10 lines down on the left side in Rashi. The hadr mekadesh la litzarasa, because if he would now go ahead and be mekadesh her tzara, lo tafsi ba kiddushin kribi kiva, the kiddushin wouldn't work anyways. So there's nothing to even talk. Once the chalitza is done, then we're finished. Fine. Chalatz v'chalatz. What if you did a chalitza with one woman and a chalitza with the next woman? Or a chalitza v'asa maimer. Or you did a chalitza and then again, he did maimer afterwards. Nasan get ubal. Or a case where he gave a get to the first woman and then had tashish with the second woman. Which again, we had this third case we actually had already, so we're going to see why they bring it up again. Gemara's going to have to explain it. Oh, Baal or Baal. Or he had Tashmish with one and then Tashmish with the second one. Oh, Baal Vasa Maimer. Or he went ahead and had Tashmish and then with one woman, then the Maimer with the second woman. Nasan Get Vechalatz. Or he gave a Get to the first woman and then a Chalitza to the second woman. Ein Acha Chalitza Klum. Right? So then in all those cases, once he did Chalitza, there's nothing to talk about, right? If he did a Chalitza with one woman and a Chalitza with the second woman, it doesn't matter, right? The Chalitza is done already. So he did a Chalitza with the second woman. So who cares? It didn't make a difference. Again, even in the case where he did chalitza and then was bal, so the igla may have been inappropriate. But the point, the question we're always asking, right, is the next action afterwards, does it have a halachic impact in the sense of affecting his relationship with the other her relatives, right? So the point is, so once the chalitza takes place with the first woman, anything he does with the second woman doesn't have any impact because he's already ended his relationship with both, at least in terms of yibum, by doing the chalitza. So a get afterwards, or a be'ila afterwards, or a chalitza afterwards, none of those have any impact, meaning they may be forbidden to do, right? Because once he was did a chalitza with the first woman, he's not allowed to be with the second woman. But in terms of having impact on his relationship with the other women, with the other women's family members, that's not going to have any impact. And bein yavam echad l'shtei yavamos, bein shnei yavamin l'bi yavam achas, right? And that's whether there was one yavam and he was doing one woman after the other, or it was two women, two men, and they each do the same, one action after the other with the same woman. Either way, once there's a chalitza, ein achar chalitza klum. After the chalitza, there's nothing to talk about. Okay. Next, chalatz va'asa maimer. We did chalitza and then did maimer. Nasan get ubal, gave a get and then was baal, and then had tashmish. O baal va'asa maimer, or he had tashmish and then did maimer. V'nasan get, right, or in the case of he gave a get v'chalitza and then chalitza afterwards, ein acha chalitza klum. We know there's no impact once the chalitza takes place. Bein b'tchila, bein b'emsa, bein b'sof. Right, and that's whether the chalitza was done first, the chalitza was the second, and the chalitza was done third. Rashi points out that why are we going back to this case again? We kind of explained a lot of these cases. So Rashi points out in the third line. At the end of the line in Rashi, it's the second one line. At the end of the line, va'afagav the tanya la'el hadar tanya. Even though we told these cases before, tanya hadar tanya, we teach it again. Mishum seifa the bali fluge bein bia la chalitza, because there's going to be a distinction between bia and chalitza, which we're going to see in a second. And that's the reason we're quoting this again. So even though the beginning of this part seems like it's the same, look what's going to come next. Va beila, and this is the part that's the chiddush. Bizman shehi betchila ein acharei aklum. If they had tashmish together, him with the first woman, then, or the first man, right, with the woman, so then when that comes first, then everything afterwards makes no impact. Again, then again, doesn't mean it's permissible what's going to happen afterwards, but if they do, it doesn't have any impact in terms of, again, making him forbidden to the krovim of the second woman. Be'emsa ubasof yesh acharei aklum. However, if it's coming as the second thing or the third thing that's taking place, so then, Tanakama believes that there is some impact still afterwards. Meaning the fact that it happened after something else. So it makes the be'ila now maybe not necessarily a full yibum in the way it's supposed to be. We're gonna have to explain why that's gonna be. Rashi explains. If you look at Rashi. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down, and the wide lines, and all on the left side, the last word on the line is habia. Habia be'emsa, Rashi explains, kagon get lezu, ubal lezu, v'chazu v'asar ma'amin b'shlishis. Let's say you had, there's three women. He gave a get to the first woman, did bia with the second woman, and then gave maimer to the third woman, then asar b'krovoseh, right? The what would happen in that case is that the maimer in the third case would still make him forbidden to her krovim. Or ubasof, get lazu, maimer lazu, v'chazer ubal achas. Right, so you give a get to one, and then you give a maimer to the other, and then he goes ahead and he has tashmish with the first woman. Yesh achar biyazu. There is something after that. The actions afterwards do matter. Zikas yivamim, and we're going to have to explain why later. Why that is. Okay, fine. However, Rabbi Nechem is going to disagree. Rabbi Nechanya Omer Achas Beila Ba'achas Chalitza Bein Betchila Bein Be'emsa Bein Besof Ein Acharei Aklum. So Rabbi Nechanya says no. He says, whether it's Bia, whether it's Chalitza, what? Because again, the whole point is that Bia and Chalitza, those are the two actions that are the actual Doraisa actions, right? Which create Yibum or create Chalitza. So Menachemus says, if, as long as you do any of them at any point, so then once that happens, the whole process ends. And then any activity that happens afterwards has no halachic impact. So that's the machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Nechemiah. That's the reason why, again, when we brought some of these cases the second time, was to show this machlokas, which we're going to have to figure out as we move along in the Gemara, how to address that question. Fine. So now we go on in the Gemara. And the Gemara now needs to understand what sort of the basic premise is here, right? What was going on in terms of... what is going on in terms of these activities that have sort of like a pseudo impact, right? A get in this situation, a mimer in this situation that have some impact but not a total impact. Why did Chazal give them any impact? Why do we care at all? So the Gemara says as follows: Ad kano pligi el beget achar get. Right, the whole machlokas is by a case of get achar get. Right, meaning we had, if you remember, all in the Mishnah on machlokas between Gamliel and the Chachamim. About ein get achar get, maimer achar maimer, bi'il achar bi'ila, etc. And we have a machlokas. In the end of the day, the Chacham and the Rabbi Gamliel argue about get achar get and maimer achar maimer, but not bi'ila, but bi'ila, and not by chalitza achar chalitza. But the point is, the machlokas is in get achar get or maimer achar maimer. About get echad bi'yavama u'maimer echad bi'yavama mahani. Right, but if I had one get, right, with the Yavama, or one mimer with the Yavama, mahani, not meaning mahani to actually make them divorced, and not mahani to make them married, but the mahani in the sense that, again, it has an impact on the, I mean, the whole discussion was, our whole mission was, what happens if you have two getting after each other, one after the other? So the Gemara says, well, slow down. What about one get? Why does one get have an impact? Why does one mimer have an impact at all? They're the wrong activity. Why do they make any, why does that matter at all? So Gemara asks, My time, Amr Rabbanan, get b'yavama mehani. Why do they allow a get in the case of yibam? Why does it have any impact? It's the wrong thing to do. You know, why should that make any difference? So answers the Gemara as follows: Mishum de mehani ba'alma, because you know a get in general, right, has an impact to create a divorce, and not just to create a divorce, but to forbid the one who gives the get to the woman's family, right? When a man gives a get to another, to a woman, so he's forbidden to her krovim, right? So it's a de'i amish lo mahani, and if you're going to say that in this case, in the case of Yibam, when he gives a get, it has no, again, lo mahani, again, does not mean that doesn't work to create a divorce. It means it doesn't work to create a divorce in this case, right? But it does create, but if we're going to say that when he gives the get, it has no impact on his relationship to her krovin, what's going to happen? Amre get lehotzia v'chalitza lehotzia, right? They're going to say, oh, I know, a get takes a woman out of a marriage, and a chalitza takes a woman out of a marriage, right? But but since a get doesn't have any impact, right? I mean, a get and a chalitza are very similar, right? We are now learning the sugyos, so we know the difference between a get and a chalitza in these cases, right? That they work in different mechanisms, and it ends a marriage, a get, but doesn't end a zikal yibam. A chalitza ends a zikal yibam, but doesn't end a marriage. But that, you know, colloquially, a get and a chalitza may seem very, very similar. They both end relationships. Right? And if we're going to see that when a man gives a get to his yavama, it doesn't have any impact on her, on his relationship with her krovim, what am I going to say? Oh, maybe the whole thing is different. So maybe when he gives a chalitza also, it has no impact on his relationship with the krovim. What might happen? He might go ahead and end up being with one of her relatives right after he gives chalitza to her. And so we're nervous about that, that he won't recognize that the chalitza has the same impact that a get would have. So therefore, if he, by accident, inappropriately, gives a get, we make him forbidden to the krovim, just like he has that, to remind everyone that he's always forbidden to the krovim when he ends a relationship with the yavam. So this, yeah?
From this point, you can make the argument that the
mitzvah
of yibam is a perfect example of mitzvah of svi'ah l'chavamim, because depending on what he actually does, a get or a chalitza, it speaks to his intentions for the relatives.
It's true, except that the process of get and chalitza, even though we talk about them sort of interchangeably, are totally different processes. Right? As we move along, we're going to talk about the process of chalitza. It has nothing to do with the shtar. Like, a get is given in a very specific way. right? They have the star has to be written. It does have to be done by kavana. That's true, but the process is a very different one. He has to have a get written. He has to be do the shem ha'isha, etc. It's a whole process of having a get written. He has to hand the get to her, etc. As opposed to chalitza, which as we move along, we'll see the process of chalitza, which is all about taking off this interesting shoe and spitting on the ground, and which is really and also the thing that all that she does actually, he doesn't do them. They're very different processes. So you're right in the sense that there's a mitzvichas kavana element to this, but I think it's more that the process is so different that the process is different, but the consequence is relatively similar. And that's really the issue more. So I think we wouldn't be as concerned about it because the process looks so different. But it's because the end game is so similar, that's what makes us, say, wow, we better be careful to make sure that we treat them the same. It's sort of like how people walk out of it. Oh, we had a get, or they had a chalitza. They don't really think about the process being so different because the end game is the same. But even that is not the same. But yes, there's a similarity there, and that's why it's important. Okay. So now the Gemara is asked about the next case. Umay taima amra banam maimer b'yavama mahani. So same question. So why, when it came to maimer, again, the man didn't do yibum yet, but he gave her a kesef kiddushin, basically, right? He basically did a kiddushin. Looks very much, in this case, Michael, to your point, here Mimer looks very similar to Kiddushin, right? As opposed to the Get, Chalitz, which looks very different from Gittin. But here it looks very much the same. And why did they say that works? Again, to forbid him to her Krovim, even though it didn't work to create Yibum, Midaraisa, Mishum Demahani Ba'alma. Because again, that process of Kiddushin, Rashi points out, Ba'alma means Kiddushin. It works in general, to forbid him to her family members. Dia Mislam Mahani, if you're going to say that when I give Mimer by Yavama, it doesn't have that impact. Mimer Liknos, so be a Liknos, right? Mimer makes a Kenyan, right? Man becomes married to a woman through that process. Ubi a Liknos, and Bia also has the possibility of creating that relationship. As we know, by the way, that Bia also is one of the processes for Kiddushin, not just for Yibum. We don't allow it. Even the times of the Gemara, they said that's not an appropriate way to do Kiddushin. Do Kiddushin like a mention, not with Bia. But nevertheless, it works. It's the process of Kiddushin. And therefore, mida Maimer lo mahani, Bia nami lo mahani. So when I say, well, if Maimer by Yavama doesn't forbid me to her relatives, so maybe Bia also doesn't forbid me to her relatives. But so the Mivah, Bia, and then after he has Tashrit with this woman and does Bia, and does Yibum, he won't realize that he's forbidden to her relatives. So again, to strengthen this to machazik, this iser, the iser to the krovim, they asered even once mimer takes place. Again, this is a siag on diaraisas, probably, right? The iser to krovim is a serious iser, so it's not it's a reasonable, they think it's reasonable anyways, but I'm just saying we can understand it, wanting to put a fence around this iser. And what about a scenario of Bia Psula? Bia Psula would be a scenario where Tashmish takes place after already the process of, get was given. A get was given and then a Bia, right? So we said in that case, the Bia is actually doesn't create Yibum, right? Because once he starts the process of ending the relationship with the first woman, right, with there's two Yavamas, and he starts the process of ending the relationship with one. So what happens? Shuv lo yibane, right? You're no longer capable of building the house with the other woman, right? So that's what would be a psula in this case, right? Or by the way, if he started mimer with the other woman, in either case, if he started the process of either doing yibum with the first wife, or started the process of ending the relationship with the first wife, now his bia afterwards is a bia psula. You're not allowed to start the process now after he already either started it with somebody else or he started the process of ending the relationship. So again, why did the Chazal say in that case, in that scenario, bia psula yesh acharea klum, that doesn't have any impact afterwards? Anything afterwards has no impact. Amrei I bia achar get, he gzeira bia achar get, right? If you're talking about a situation of bia after a get, right? That itself is gzeira bia achar get mishum bia achar chalitza, right? That's the reason that there's bia after a get is doesn't have an impact, is because of the case of bia after chalitza. Let me just check on one piece here. Make sure I got it totally correct. Right, Chazal said that the bi after a get works, right? We shouldn't be a chalitza, because again, we're concerned about the situation of after he does a chalitza with one woman, to do then to do bi with the other one would be a problem. Vi bi achar maimerhi, right? If it's a case of, oh, sorry. Yeah. Vi bi achar maimerhi, and if, again, if we're talking about bi after a case of maimer, right? Gzeira bi achar maimer, mishum bi achar bi. So then they make a gezeira of the case again of bi'a achar maimer because of the possibility of bi'a achar bi'a. Right, note 28 here is helpful if you're using the article. He wrote if post maimer cohabitation, right? If bi'a after already doing a maimer would mean there's no need for a chalitza, right? So people would consider that a good idea, right? After there was a mimer, then he'll have tash be with somebody else, with the next woman, and they think that's mutter, and it's not. And this could lead to a scenario, right, with a widow of the deceased, even after Yibum was performed with another widow in violation of the brother's wife's prohibition. Meaning, if after mimer you allowed tashish with the second woman, so and that was fine, and that had an impact, so what might people think? Oh, so even after... one yibum, I could do another yibum with the second woman, which is a categorically forbidden. So even after a case of mimer, they've made a gezeira that you can't have tashmish afterwards with the other woman, because again, you might say, what do you mean? Afterwards, it's fine. Now you had the yibum with her. Yeah, but if the fact you did yibum with her will make people think you could do two yibums in a row, right, with both women, and that's something you're not allowed to do. Fine. And the next one. Umay taima amar rabbanan hay chalitza psula ein acharei aklum. And why did they say also when it came to chalitza psula that there is again nothing can take place afterwards? So amrei my lugzor. I mean, again, if the case of doing a chalitza when it's not necessary, you did a chalitza first and then a second chalitza, right? And we said, oh, after the first chalitza, it's nothing. So why did we say that? So there's a good reason why we said that, and we didn't make a gezera. What gezera should we make? Nigzor chalitza achar aget, meaning chalitza after chalitza, we just said we don't care about the second chalitza. And the question basically is why? Why don't we care about the second chalitza? And the answer is because what are we supposed to make a gzeir for? What are you worried about? If it's because he might do a chalitza after a get, right? Mishum chalitza achar chalitza, right? Because of, because if I allow a chalitza after a get, you might now have chalitza achar chalitza. Kol kihani tachlot v'tezel. Who cares? Chalitza doesn't impact anybody in a negative way. We don't care that he goes ahead and does another chalitza afterwards. Or you might say, well, I can't do chalitza. He gave a get to woman one, and now chalitza to woman two. Oh, you can't do that. Why? Because maybe he'll do chalitza after a chalitza. The answer is, so let him do a chalitza after a chalitza. Who cares? It's not going to have any impact. So it doesn't bother us. Right? That's number one. And then the question is, so ligzor chalitza achar maimer. So maybe you should say, you can't do chalitza after maimer. Mishum chalitza achar bia. Because maybe he'll do a chalitza after, meaning maybe you should forbid. If again, he did maimer, and now he does chalitza to the second woman. So we said, even in that case, ein achar chalitza klum, it's fine, we're done. So you might say, how can you do that? Maybe he'll end up doing chalitza after a bia. Answer is again, adu chalitza achar maimer mi lo bai get lemamaro, chalitza achar bia nami, bai get lebiaso. Fine, so if it's chalitza after maimer, right, we don't need a get, right, afterwards. So a chalitza after bia also. In that situation, also, you haven't done anything. So we're not concerned. There's no gzera to make because there is, again, when the chalitza is done, the extra chalitza is done, it doesn't make any type of negative impact that bothers us. Right, and the point being that also, everyone realizes that if they had an actual bia, that the chalitza is not effective. Right, so if you do, you might say there's a chalitza after the first bia. Oh, so now, it's going to confuse everybody. And no one's been confused. Everyone knows the chalitza doesn't work after you had the original bia with the first woman. So if you do a chalitza achar bia, or there's no reason to forbid a chalitza achar maimer, because maybe people will be confused and think that the chalitza after a bia is good enough. The answer is everyone will realize that. Everyone knows that chalitza doesn't have that impact, and they're going to require a get after a tashmish. The bottom line is that's just why the Gemara assumes that even though we made these other gzeros about mimer and bal get, we don't make the similar gzeros by bia and chalitza, and we can say after those happen in acharei klum. But we're going to have, as we move on to non-alpha and aleph, we're going to have more questions about how these gezeiros work and when they apply and when they don't.